we're lucky enough to have Loretta Lynn's granddaughter, Taylor Lynn, on the line with us. Good morning.
Hi, guys.
Hi, I'm Andy, and this is Jeff.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, thanks so much for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, Taylor. We're so, so sorry. This is a loss that is felt, I mean, worldwide.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Can talk to us just a little bit about her and what growing up in that family must have been like. I mean, she's Loretta Lynn, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's a legend.
But she's your grandma.
Yeah.
She's just also grandma, you know?
Yeah. No, she's wonderful. You know, she's always been so giving and loving. And, of course, you know, I think you realize, especially when someone passes away, you know how much they affected the world. But today, just seeing it everywhere and seeing how much everyone loved her, you feel the full impact of how much she, you know, just moved people, changed the world, really, in country music especially.
So do you think she knew? Do you think that she knew the impact that she had on the industry, on women, on culture?
I think she knew. I don't think that it motivated her. I don't think that's why she did it. I think she did it for her family, and she'd always say, you know, I'm just writing about what I know. I'm just living what I know. I think that she knew, but I don't think that that was her motivation for what she did.
Yeah, we've heard so many amazing stories. Carrie Underwood comes to mind. Andy talked about it earlier on the show of when Carrie Underwood was at the Opry and early in her career, and your grandmother came up and smacked her on the behind. That was her first interaction with Loretta Lynn. Do you have any lasting stories, maybe even from, you know, family gatherings, dinners, going over to grandma's house, anything like that that just sheds light on what an amazing person she was on top of what a great artist?
That's so cute. Yeah, I know that story. That's so cute. You know, I think for me, and I'm sorry, you know, we're just right now in the first stages of the grief of this, so I'm not fully here yet. But, I mean, I think the things that I'm remembering so much right now are just how, you know, she'd be in the back of the bus with her curlers in her hair or hair pinned up and in there her little jammies watching either Texas Chainsaw Massacre or the Bible stories on her TV. You know, like, you're either got Jesus or, you know, Freddy Krueger on
right.
the TV. And just, like, with all of her rag mags everywhere, and if she was in the Inquirer and it was saying, you know, that she was a ghost or what, I mean, you know, just whatever, that's better for her. And she just had such a great sense of humor. And, you know, these last few years of her retirement, being able to be with her and just, you know, lay in bed with her and watch TV and eat cookies, or banana pudding was her favorite, and just like letting her be a grandma to my to the great grandkids. It's just been such a blessing. We live out here next door to her, and so just being able to kind of have that time when she was gone so much as when we were young, it's been cool to be able to cuddle up with her now.
Taylor, I think that one of the amazing things about your grandmother, Loretta Lynn, is that she was so always, from the get-go, she appeared to be so comfortable with who she is.
That's definitely a lesson that she's taught us. You know, and I think people can smell when you aren't fully yourself. You know, smell is kind of a weird word, but like...
definitely, you know, sense it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that's what everybody did love about her. She was the same person on her front porch as she was in front of, you know, 50,000 people. It didn't matter. She was fully her, and, you know, writing a book and telling her deepest, darkest stuff, you know, for the world to see, it gives us permission, not just me as her granddaughter, but as other artists or women in general, men too, you know, to just be who you are. And if they don't like you, then they aren't meant to be in your orbit anyway.
Yeah, I mean, what an amazing life lesson. As a mom, I see little glimpses of that in my daughter. We were just talking about it yesterday, as a matter of fact, how she's so comfortable going on, she's only 14, so she goes on, like, group dates with boys and girls and, wearing her pajama bottoms and a big hoodie. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, when I was your age, I was doing everything to impress, and here she's just kind of she's just comfortable enough that it's like, take me as I am. I just feel like being comfortable, you know?
I think that's so cool. Yeah, I mean, I was like you, Andy. I mean, we did not dress in our pajama bottoms and big oversized sweatshirts. I mean, we wore as little as possible. But so I'm glad she's doing that instead.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you so much. I know there's got to be a lot going on in your life right now, and we just appreciate you spending a little bit of time with us and giving us the opportunity to really memorialize your grandmother and all that she means to us personally here at XTU and, you know, and country music in general. But, you know, give us a little hint on some things coming up for you, Taylor, because I know that there's lots of exciting things going on in your world.
Well, you're so sweet. Thank you. You know, I tour with Conway Twitty's grandson, so we do our duo, Twitty and Lynn, and we had the studio booked for today and had players coming in, and I know that she would want me to do that, so we're recording some music today for a little bit, and then we'll come back home, and we're doing a new video, and we just had the video out that we shot up there near you guys at Asbury Park, and called I'm on Fire, and we're just touring all the time, never here.
Wow.
Compton, it's wonderful.
I think it's awesome that you're continuing to work and make great music because, as you said it, that's what your grandma did for so many years, and that's what she would want you to do. So, Taylor, 100%. Seriously, thank you so much for joining us. You are a joy.
Thank y'all so much. Thank y'all.
Oh, my goodness. You're so, so welcome. So if you want to learn more about Taylor, you can visit her website, which is TaylorLynn, TaylorLynn, .com. She's got all the information up there. And, I mean, just an amazing woman.
Yeah.
You know, two generations from an amazing woman. I don't know what else to say.
The Andy Summers Show.
This is the People's Country Show. Is that cool with y'all?
On 92.5 XTU. Love you. Love your show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.